yeah, spring break 2025, suckers.
About time, huh?
Woo!
Not that that matters for most people, you know, if you're over the age of 18.
Right. Or if you're a parent.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of a tough time if you're a parent, because then all of a sudden you have to take care of your kids during the day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's tough.
We were wandering around Walmart tonight going, hey, you know, we haven't done a live in a while.
Right. It's been a long time. We just realized we hadn't done one all year, basically.
Yeah. So here we are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Carly is monitoring YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I'm monitoring Facebook. So feel free to drop a comment, say hi. And yeah, what a compelling title we had for you, huh? We're going to try some candy and make some the drink the kids call.
Why do they call it that though?
You never called it that?
Oh.
When you would take your cup up to.
We called it a kamikaze.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
But I get it. I mm-hmm. think that's weird though.
Right.
I don't know. Like, do they think that the sugary drinks will just, you'll keel over? Like your heart will pound to death?
I guess the kids yeah. these days are going to call it unalived.
Yeah, right.
Do you want to make an unalived beverage?
I mean, it's.
What is this world yeah. coming to?
Well, you know, censorship.
So, yeah, you know, the live episodes are a little bit different in that, you know, there's no high-paced, fast editing like we try to do on our show with a lot of butt cuts and not wasting your time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, we try to keep you entertained for every second. This one, you know, instead yeah. we cruise a little. We just kind of chill.
Yeah, yeah, these live episodes, we DGAF.
Yeah, right.
As it were. And it is. No agenda. In fact, like I'm sort of afraid to do a live on a Friday night because
mm-hmm.
tomorrow night we'll do our real show.
Yep.
After Swan Lake.
Yes, which I'm so excited for.
With the
I've
IF
already
Symphony.
Been trying to decide what outfit to wear.
But we've got our list almost all put together. Let's mm-hmm. see, there's 7 days. So it's sixth. The show is sixth sevenths of the way done.
Yeah, basically.
Are planned. And so it's like, okay, we can't talk about that. We can't touch that. Can't do that.
Yeah, I think we'll be okay anyway.
So this really is just us hanging out on a Friday night.
Yeah, basically.
Rango is, where is he?
I think he's in the bedroom.
Oh.
Sitting on the heating pad.
Okay.
Like he likes to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's mm-hmm. such a sweet baby. I love
him. He's on the casting couch out in the lobby.
Right. Funny. So where do you want to start? Do you want to start with the drinks? I feel like we should.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's start with the drinks.
Okay. So basically what I was told by you was that you heard that if you mix 2 part Coca-Cola with 1 part root beer, it tastes like a Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Right?
This is a TikTok thing. This is a change my mind, prove me wrong kind of thing.
Right.
Where like Dr. Pepper is supposed to be so unique, but we know it came along after Pemberton came mm-hmm. out with Coca-Cola.
Right. There's one. Oh, I spilled a little. I'm so sorry.
Let's get and show the camera what you're doing.
Yeah, so I'm just throwing it in this little measuring cup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, crud. And I got some on my phone, too.
Oh, no.
You know, I don't like this measuring cup.
Let's
it doesn't have a spout.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
going to
go grab a couple.
I do have one with a spout. Out there. Welcome to our live episode where anything can happen. Pretty intense, isn't it?
Yeah.
Blow your mind.
Like me ruining my phone and having to go out and pay $1,000 for anyone tomorrow.
Yeah.
Would be fun. Actually, that's what happened to my old phone.
There's some on this side too.
Yeah, I'm going to get that.
Okay.
I thought my phone took precedence over the
yes,
table.
Yes, absolutely.
Just an opinion.
Put it in rice.
Yeah. No, my old phone, actually, the one that I had before this, which was my Pixel, which I hated. Oh, I hated that phone so much.
This show brought to you by Google Pixel.
But that one I actually threw for the first and only time in my entire life, and they deserved it, by the way. I threw water in someone's face and some of it got on my phone.
Oh, no.
And it killed my phone.
Oh, no. There's a lesson in there somewhere.
Now, really quick here.
You know, being angry at somebody is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die.
Right. Now, I've only put the 2 parts Coca-Cola in this, and you'll see that it's already
oh, shit.
Too damn full. All right.
Should we? What do we? Well, I think maybe.
So what I could do is
the answer is less ice.
I could pour half of this in here, and then I could do a half of this cup.
Yeah.
Does that sound good?
Yeah, or one cup split between two cups. As long as it's two parts.
Right.
As long as it's, let's start with equal parts Coca-Cola in both cups.
That's what I was, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Let's do that.
Right.
Oh, you could be a flight attendant.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I got really good at making sure that drinks were even when I was a kid.
Oh.
Because I have a sibling.
Yes. You were the older sibling.
Younger.
You were the younger sibling. I was the younger sibling. Right. Everything had to be even.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
I had somebody say to me, why are you so concerned with fairness once? Mm-hmm. We were having one of those conversations. Right. I don't think there was any of this involved, but it was one of those conversations. You know,
A very philosophical conversation.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a good word for it.
It's just the right way to be. But somebody else suggested, oh, you were a younger brother. Oh, okay.
Right. Which I kind of get. But also, you know what? Maybe it's just nice to keep things a little fair.
Oh, what's up, Jeff and Greg?
Oh, hey. What's up, guys?
Celebrating episode 280.
Holy
shit. Their 15th anniversary. Yeah, and that's season two.
Wow.
Because they were off for like a year or whatever.
That's crazy.
I listened all the way through. That was epic. And is it Blake from the Easily Offensive podcast?
I probably got his name wrong.
Huh?
To pour a drink and it just dribbles down the side. Just, mm-hmm. Why? Why do they? Who put
I'm
this?
I'm sorry, I don't have cups with lips. What'd you say?
With
is
a
it lips?
No, not with a lip. Spout. With a spout.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's just bad design. Like, they made this to measure things and pour out of the cup. Why did they make it so that it dribbles?
You gotta.
I know, I don't like it.
You gotta violently.
Sometimes you need to gently do it. Like, if you're, you know, making, I don't know, bread or something, you gotta add the flour in little by little.
I don't know.
Hey, point
Jeff
is,
and
this
Greg,
might not be perfect.
If you're still around, how's it looking? By the way, we're trying new quality settings and stuff. And I don't know if I'm doing it right.
All right, so one did end up with a little bit of ice from the other one's cup, but I think they're pretty even overall.
Do we need to swizzle it?
Yeah.
Just, no,
I think we're just going to do a little...
cocktail glass it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We're just going to do a little whirlpool.
Okay.
Okay, you get the one with the extra ice. How about that?
Oh, great. I love it. If you're just joining us, what we're doing is two parts Coke, one part root beer, and it's supposed to taste just like a Dr. Pepper. And as a control... We do have
Dr. Pepper.
A Dr. Pepper here.
We're going to try that in a minute. But anyway,
okay, cheers. Cheers to you. Happy spring break party!
Nope. Not even a little.
That tastes like two parts Coke, one part root beer.
I almost want to try throwing in a little extra root beer and see if that's what's going on. Maybe the ratios are just shit. I'm going to try that.
I think I'm getting too much...
You think you've got too much root beer?
Root beer.
I think I've got too much Coca-Cola.
Can I get a little?
Yeah, you want to try a little too? You want to try a little extra?
You know what we ought to do is just pour these back and forth.
Yeah, right?
Blake. Oh, sweet. Okay, Blake, you got it right. Shout out from Easily Offensive. You're awesome, Blake.
Oh, that's nice.
No, seriously, Jeff and Greg and Blake made my freaking day. I was listening to 280 because I like to support my boys. Mm-hmm. And they gushed for like a minute about like.
That's super cool.
They're like, oh, yeah, that Mike guy. I know I was on KLCE for a minute, 10 years, and that confused some people.
Yeah.
But I just want you all motherfuckers to know, even though I programmed the Sounds of Sunday for a while, you know, we can still get down on a Friday night.
Yeah, we can still hang out, have some drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even with the extra root beer, it does not taste like Dr. Pepper.
A little closer, but...
A little closer, but yeah, no.
Yeah, root beer does not just taste... Different. Like Dr. We don't even need to open the Dr. Pepper. We can.
I mean,
Let's put some damn Dr. Pepper
okay,
in there.
Okay, yeah. You know what? Let's make it a full suicide.
Yeah. Don't say that on YouTube.
I know.
You can't say that.
I've just gotten us completely demonetized.
We have to behave like junior high kid or elementary school students.
There you go.
Because YouTube has advertisers. Can we criticize the platform we're currently streaming live on? I don't know.
I mean, we can, but I don't think it's going to win us any favor.
Right.
Okay. I feel like the Dr. Pepper has a more vanilla undertone, and it's almost got like a cherry flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, maybe if we did this with, like, a cherry Coke, it would get closer. But I just don't feel like it does as is.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. You might have something mm-hmm. there, Miss Carly.
I know a thing or two. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like I'm really good at picking out flavors.
As unaliveds go, this is a good one. This is just a nice root beer, cola.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I feel like the Coke ruins it.
Hey, Blake, are you guys on, is it Easily Offensive Podcast? I can get that on my favorite podcast app, right? And you're also on TikTok, I believe. Anywhere else? Let us know. Free plug Friday.
Apparently, huh?
In the comments, yeah. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
So, what else?
You want to talk about some of the sniggities that we got here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the ones we're not going to do tonight.
That's what I wanted to do, too.
Coming up on episode 85.
So, I'm so freaking excited for these. I wanted to say a different F word. But I've been seeing these for months online, and I've wanted to try one so bad. They're peanut butter and jelly Reese's peanut butter cups. They've got both a strawberry flavor and a grape flavor, which I think is genius.
Genius.
Because I feel like
those are the two kinds of peanut butter and jelly.
Right. Well, and I feel like everyone growing up was one or the other, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. I totally burped from the soda. That was gross.
Oh, no. I went both ways when I was a kid.
You were by Jamuel?
Yeah.
I like it.
I was actually Pan Jamuel.
Okay. Yeah. You do anything. Uh-huh.
Whoa, that Black Betty, right. Pam a jam.
You know, I would put basically anything with peanut butter. Okay. I really liked peanut butter and honey sandwiches. That was a big thing.
Mm-hmm. What about, did you ever have peanut butter and marshmallow fluff sandwich?
Wait, did I? You know what? I don't think I did when I was a kid, but as an adult I did, and that shit slaps. It's so good.
So good.
I love like a little it's marshmallow like fluff.
Candy for lunch. Right? It's not good for you. No. You need a nap afterwards.
Not really. Although, you could make some of my marshmallow fluff from my fancy nice marshmallows and put that with some.
Yes, also coming up on Monday's episode, episode 85.
I've redeemed myself.
Red Dead Marshmallow Redemption. It's, yeah, remember, oh, and by the way, like Facebook nerfed our marshmallow video.
Oh, really?
Maybe there was too much jiggling.
Maybe it's the
jiggling. It is rated X jiggling. I think it's because I slapped it once.
Oh, I could see it. Yeah.
You know how you slap it?
Yeah, yeah, to see how the jiggly is.
To see the firmness level. Yeah,
I get that.
Blake from Easily Offensive Podcast says, yes, all podcast platforms, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram.
Nice.
Okay. All right. Well,
that's the way to do it, man.
Pretty sure I'm following you IFAF is following you everywhere, but mm-hmm. I'll make sure.
Yeah.
I'll make sure after
Double
this.
Check.
But yeah. So last episode 84, mm-hmm. the one that's out now, you brought your marshmallows on board.
I did.
Next episode, wait till you see the difference.
So
do you have
different.
Some of your old ones?
Oh, no. I threw them out.
Okay.
They weren't very good.
We'll just have to throw up.
Yeah, a picture of it, yeah.
And then,
yeah.
Because they're quite the change.
Night and day. And the weird thing is they taste really different, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Which I wasn't expecting, because really, it's all the same ingredients. Mm-hmm. The difference is that this time I actually had a thermometer, because you got to heat it to the soft crack threshold before it like, fluffs right. I don't really know. I'm not a candy scientist. I just followed the directions.
I'm just picturing using a candy thermometer for making crack. Literal crack.
That's funny. I like that. Yeah. I mean, probably useful though, honestly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder what everyday household items they use.
Oh, there's so many.
Was it Kids in the Hall or who did the bit about... It was either Kids in the Hall or what was the State. Anybody remember The State from MTV, I think, Comedy Central, early 2000s, maybe 2005, 6, 7, 8? But there was the guy that has become a character actor since. I've seen him in a few places. And he was like, never da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, never mix something in, something in, something in, something else.
Oh, right, right.
And he basically gave the recipe. Like, it ends with, and that's how you make crystal meth. Iodine and lie or something. But there was...
Man.
Don't do it, kids.
That's some crazy shit to put in your body, too. Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong.
Make
like,
sure you never take a needle and burn the spoon and
wrap the
tourniquet around your arms. And
yeah. Just, I mean, I feel like the second that you have decided to inject something directly into your veins, that's when you have a little sit down with yourself and you reevaluate, you know?
Yeah, like we were talking about how Ruby Frankie jumped the shark. You know, like how did she go from just a strict disciplinarian parent mm-hmm. to a full criminal on, who's now in jail?
Yeah, full on abuse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you never know when you, is this okay? Yes. Is this okay? Is this okay? Right. Is this okay?
Yeah.
You're in jail.
Yeah. You know? Basically. But, yeah. It's kind of the frog in the pot analogy.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yes. Yeah.
Which, by the way, is not true. The frog will jump out.
Right. The analogy is that if you put a frog in a room temp pot of water and turn it on slowly and bring it to a boil, the frog won't notice it and boil and die.
Yeah.
But along those same lines is like, you know, how do I know I have a problem? How do I know I have a drug problem?
Yeah.
Probably about the time you're doing this.
I mean, probably before that.
Probably about the time you're holding a lighter under a spoon.
Yeah, yeah. Is what you... I mean, I think that's a pretty big red flag.
Yeah.
I hope that you noticed before then, but yeah.
Right.
Okay. Let's go ahead and move on, I think.
We're gonna move on to the snacks.
Good thing that one had a lid. I almost got even more soda all over the carpet. All right. So
what are we trying here?
These are the Lemon Crisp Kit Kats. Mm-hmm. Now, I think we've actually had these before because we've had some.
It's a good thing I've got fun, such funky colors. A shitty memory. Right. If we did, I don't remember.
Yeah. But I'm really excited because I actually really like Lemon Crisp flavored stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So seeing it in the Kit Kat section is always a good time. Kit Kat just does some good stuff.
They do.
Yeah. Oh, and their pink lemonade ones are really good too.
And they're out again, I believe.
You know, that's the funny thing.
Why do you have some here in the studios?
The funny thing too, they didn't really go away. You just needed to know where to look for them.
Oh.
They were at grocery outlet basically all winter.
Okay.
Because, you know, if you don't sell them over the summer, they go to the outlet. Yeah.
Those are great.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It's a nice, soft lemon.
Yeah, it's good and creamy.
Mm-hmm.
These taste almost identical to the pink lemonade ones. These are just a little more lemony. Yeah.
And not as pink.
Mm-hmm. Not as pink.
Tasting.
Yeah. But,
anything on YouTube?
No, not yet.
Okay.
No, boring.
I just want to make sure we...
Mm-hmm.
Shout out our peeps.
Right, right. No, that's fair.
Our clan. Our tribe.
Our deuterinos.
Mm.
Our fucking gays.
You fucking gay. So tonight,
sorry.
We're like, let's do a Friday thing and just go out. Someplace that requires walking.
Mm-hmm.
So we went downtown. Oh, there's the water tower. We'll have a little vid, so if you haven't been down there lately, you can see the big-ass bowl at the bottom.
Yeah.
That I'm assuming they're going to lift up.
I mean, I would hope so.
Any day now. And then, you know, we've had a graffiti problem in town.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We saw some nice graffiti. Who was it? F the whatever?
Oh, the buff man.
The buff man.
Yeah.
Who's the buff man? Anybody know?
I don't know.
Anybody here hood enough to know? I'm pretty sure all our listeners are in the suburbs.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate to admit it, but I don't think we're very edgy. Except
Here's
for that one time on that one live when I said that one thing.
Uh-huh. It's still up, by the way, I think.
You know, I'll live with that. I don't care.
Oh, Jeff and Greg, we just tried the new pickle-flavored Red Hot Cheetos. Wondering if we've had them?
Yes. So we literally bought some today while we were out on our little date night. We decided to pick up a bag, and we will be having those, not this next episode, but the one after that.
It's going to be, so we'll have Vlasic pickle balls.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know pickles had balls. Isn't Vlasic, that's the best pickle I've ever tasted, crunched
it. I think it is, yeah.
The pelican?
Stork.
Stork.
He's a stork.
Why is he a stork? Are stork and pickles a thing?
I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming because he like delivers them.
I
like
know that's baby. The it's the Groucho Marx impression.
Right. Yeah.
Doctor, it hurts when I go like this. Well, don't go like that.
Yeah. Right.
But I don't know what storks have to do with pickles.
I don't know either.
He delivers them.
I would think that it's because he delivers them like a baby. Out of... Well, they are the right shape. So probably.
God damn it.
To go in and out.
So, allegedly.
I'm so sorry.
We hear. So Jeff and Greg, no, we haven't, but we're gonna.
We are gonna. Yeah, we're gonna try the Doritos ones too.
Mm-hmm.
But since we just did pickles last episode, we wanted to give you a break from all of our pickle crap. But we actually just got Red to Filth the other day.
Too many pickles.
Actually today, I think, for our childish humor. Speaking of pickles and how they look like something else.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah.
Let's begin the story with, we'll get back to what we did earlier this evening here in a minute, but let's tell the story of, Mikey, are y'all a little tipsy? No.
No, I wish.
Completely sober.
We're just having a good time. High on life, my friend.
I've actually been asked that question a lot, mostly when I was younger.
Oh, interesting.
But yeah. No, I don't need anything to be weird. But I want to, this is, we're going to tell a tale, and it's going to be a little parable, starting with the parable itself. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard the expression, to be despised by the despicable is just as good as being admired by the admirable?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this isn't a story of anyone who's despicable.
No.
And it certainly isn't a story of anybody who's admirable. But back to our earlier conversation as to where does the line get crossed?
Right.
You know, there can be shades of... Disney teaches us that there's black and white, but when you're adults and your kids are on spring break, that's when you start to recognize there's an old song, I think it's Bruce Hornsby, talking about shades of gray. You start to see the world in shades of gray.
Mm-hmm.
In yin and yang, there's a little good in the evil. There's a little evil in the good.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Not everything is cut and dried and black and white. Okay. So that's an extreme expression, despicable right. versus admirable.
Right.
In this case, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, this is more like an our tribe versus a not our tribe situation.
Well, and I would even say when you're doing what we're doing, which is, that's right. That's right, Jeff and Greg. Sober AF. That's the best way to be.
Yeah.
When you're doing a show, you're putting yourself out there. And you're opening yourself up to all sorts of, I don't know, love and hate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree.
And we got, one thing, the way I would apply the despicable and admirable quote is, to be despised by somebody outside of your target demographic is just as good as being admired by somebody in your target demographic.
Right.
Have I made it clear how those two relate?
Yes, I agree.
So today, we published a bit of when we tasted, in this past episode, the Warhead's Extreme Sour Dill Pickle.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we made two inappropriate pickle jokes.
Right.
We made a that's what she said joke. Was it about the slurping?
Yeah, I think it was about the slurping.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then a just the tip joke.
Yeah. Or maybe it was that's a big pickle joke. I think it was a big pickle joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you said something like that's girthy.
Right. I don't remember. Point is, I think it was the slurping. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Doesn't matter. We made a couple of, that's what she said style jokes.
The sucking and the slurping. The ripping and the tearing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw the comment and it was like, you guys are childish. I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah.
I hate the joke. I hate the laugh.
Yeah, my fake laugh. And you know what? He's right. That isn't how I really laugh. My real laugh sounds like.
I thought he was talking about my laugh.
Oh, no. He was definitely talking. No, I think he was talking about mine.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Which I don't care.
So anyway, I read the comment. Now, keep in mind, this is me this morning. Scratch. Phone. Oh, somebody didn't like a thing we did. And then I look at the username. Can you guess what it is? Of course you can't, so I'll just tell you. Zion Temple Man.
Yeah.
Now, no hate, no dissing our good LDS friends.
Yeah, no.
But when you have a username like
right,
Zion Temple Man,
mm-hmm.
Of course you're not going to like that joke.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to be offended when your only identity mm-hmm. is your church.
Yeah.
And the promised land.
Yeah.
And the most sacred buildings within your promised land.
Yeah.
Now here's where it gets funny, though. I published this video and got this comment 2 minutes later.
Like
2 minutes later, which means that pickled jokes, dick jokes were somehow already in his algorithm.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, right?
Like, he posted the comment, like, you can even see the comment. It's in our, like, you can, I'm not making this up. You can go to our YouTube shorts right now.
It's right
now.
There, yeah.
In fact, why don't you? Yeah. Why don't you go to our YouTube right now on your phone if you're watching anyway, and just say something nice to Zion Temple Man.
Yeah.
What we said was, Dear Zion Temple Man, this show is definitely not for you.
Right, which is cool. Honestly, we're over here doing our thing. You're over there doing your thing. We're not going to come over there and take a big old steaming dump on your thing. We're going to do that over here. But, you know, we won't come over to your page and do that because that's polite and we don't do that. I also think it's hilarious, too, because here's the thing. I guarantee you that if he met us face to face, he wouldn't say shit.
Well,
of course he wouldn't.
That's fine if he.
That's kind of how they are. That's how a lot of folks are.
Yeah. Well, on YouTube,
they're willing to stand by what they actually. They won't say it with their whole chest.
That's right, Blake. Yeah. You don't need overly sensitive people's opinions anyway.
And Jeff and Greg were asking when we're going to come visit the Greybush Studio.
Oh, now do you mean we? Do you mean Carly too?
Because I'm down.
Because I've told her no, it's a boys' club, and they do Urban Dictionary definitions.
You know, and I actually tried
the slurpy nurple or whatever the hell you guys do. Cleveland steam mop.
You know, I actually tried to add to Urban Dictionary back in the day.
What was the one this week with the condom and the...
Jeff and Greg says, let's do it. All right, we'll take you up on that.
The thing is, Carly can hang with the boys. Two more things, though.
Yeah.
About Zion Temple Man.
Uh-huh.
One, I had an IT guy once at some radio stations I worked at.
Uh-huh.
And as the IT guy, he was the computer guy in the office.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Did you try turning it off and turning it back on again? So people would bring their laptops.
Mm-hmm.
And one particularly devout man in the office brought his laptop in and he said, hey, this is my laptop. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Can you fix it? It's doing something weird. Okay, yeah, sure. Are you the only one that uses it? Yeah. My kids have their own computer. Okay, so you're the only one that uses this laptop. Yes. What's it doing wrong? Well, it's showing me a bunch of porn ads.
Well, I wonder how that happened.
Something you should know about what the algorithm feeds you.
Mm-hmm.
It feeds you more of what you've already clicked on.
Right.
And engaged with. And I even wonder if, like, Instagram and Facebook uses the front-facing camera to see where your eyes go.
I could see that.
Like, if you have 5 thumbnails mm-hmm. and they gravitate toward their
mm-hmm.
and it does it know it?
You know, I've kind of wondered that. I think that part of it has to do with your scrolling. You know, like, if you hesitate in your scroll, it'll show you more of that. Because I've noticed that on Facebook. Mm. Like, if I get, like, little text boxes that say, like, you know, half of a Reddit story or something, and I stop to read it, I keep getting those to the point where I can't even...
Yeah.
I can't even take in the information because then every second post is that, and I don't want that, you know?
Well, it was so funny because... And there is a feature. I've had to do this on our IFAF Instagram once and my Mike Helps Idaho Instagram once.
Mm-hmm.
But after we friended, Maddie Danger, Omori...
Mm-hmm.
Dylan, who changed his name from Old Musky because he didn't want Musk.
Oh, you know what? Good for him. I can see why.
And Liz, short for Lizard.
Which is the funniest thing.
And who's the other goth know that has
that has the hearse.
Hearse.
Yes. Yeah.
So after we made friends with all of them and posted our gothic gala video, that was so fun.
Oh,
by the way,
it was the best.
Way to go, Idaho Falls Pride, for putting on a great event.
I do wish that we would have gotten there a little sooner because we totally missed the drag show.
Oh.
And I love drag. I think it's just so fun.
I like Chapel Roan.
You know what? Maybe one of these days for a live, you should let me do your makeup.
Hey, you know, we should do that. There's that walk a mile in her shoes walk for domestic violence.
Yeah, we should do that.
I wonder if they'd let me do it in heels and total complete drag.
I know for a fact. So I actually helped a guy back when I worked at Treasures. He wanted to buy a dress to do it in drag, and he did.
That's
so
hot.
So yes, you can do it in drag.
That is hot.
But I mean, if you're going to do it in drag, I think we should make you a beautiful lady. You should let me do your makeup, and I'll make you so pretty.
I'm hot to go.
Yeah.
I'm H-O-T-T.
We can get you a big old red wig. We can make you look like Chapel. I believe it.
I want to be blonde. Or do I? I don't know.
I feel like you're too smart to be blonde. I think you should be a brunette.
Okay, one more thing I have to say about Zion Temple, man. And not him. Now we're really harping. But just people like him.
Uh-huh.
One of our haters... guy who cries on Facebook, then deletes it.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I don't know what else to call you. he talked about how we hide behind our microphones. And I thought,
we ain't hiding.
Well, see, that analogy works, except for one important detail. It's true. It is true that we are behind microphones.
Mm-hmm.
However, you may have noticed, if you're watching this live on YouTube or Facebook, we're also in front of cameras.
Yeah, we aren't using secret usernames. We're
There's not no hiding who here. We are. Yeah, and you know, we also have each other's phone numbers in our phones, so he knows how to get a hold of me.
Let him. Yeah.
I just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
have we talked enough shit?
Maybe we're not saying it as directly to him as we could. But I mean, we know that.
Well, I like to not name names and talk in generalities as much as we can.
Right.
You know, so we don't get not necessarily sued.
No.
But yeah, I don't believe in bad karma.
Yeah.
And look, man, we are equal opportunity offenders. In fact, that was no offense, easily offensive podcast going to be one of our names. That was on on the short list.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Equal opportunity offenders.
You know.
Because we flip everybody shit.
Yeah.
And we expect you to flip it right back.
Well, and can I just say too, at least ours is constructive.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like we tell you what we think you should be doing different.
A new podcast started this week about like Idaho Falls business. And Roddy TV said it best. He was like, you know, it's like, hey, tell us about your business. How did you start? What got you interested in that? I defy you to have a business podcast that doesn't start with those three questions.
Well, okay.
Maybe you'll find some magic in the middle.
Right.
And before, all right, so everybody come on down to Joe's Cheese Stand.
That's the thing about business podcasts. It is so hard to create one where it doesn't sound like an extended infomercial.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. It's a long commercial.
Right.
It's a long, more boring commercial.
Right, and that's the thing. I'm like, so many people are actively paying not to have ads. Yeah. So why would you watch popular? A whole one? Yeah.
This is something I would skip.
Yeah.
I would skip your entire podcast.
Right. Yeah. I mean, not to be crummy, but genuinely, that's why business podcasts are so difficult. You know, now it's different if you're talking about like, okay, we're going to go through all of the steps of how to set up your own business, you know, and you do like a whole season where you talk about the step-by-step guide. Here's how you get the loan from the bank. Here's how you set up a business plan. Here are the different types, like here are the different structures within a business. That's all interesting, you know?
Speaking of not boring business owners, I met John, who I think owns, does he run, manage, or own? I think he owns the Honey Baked Ham here in town.
Right.
That was divine providence.
Mm-hmm. Right before Easter, too.
We had a chance meeting. Don't forget. Yeah. He wants you to know a couple of things. go get your Honey Baked Ham for Easter, of course.
Right.
And they're not just for holidays.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't think so.
Like, and you
They've got good ham.
And you know how much okay, here's a Honey Baked Ham hack. Here's a Honey Baked Ham hawk ham hack. Fact. Life hack, honey baked ham hawk hack. I don't know.
Hawk to a hack?
Yeah. You can hawk to a little bit on that bone, that ham bone.
I don't know if your guests would appreciate that.
No one has to know. No, if you don't want to spend the 50, 60 bucks for a honey baked ham, 90 sometime. I mean, like, mm-hmm. you know, they're spendy.
I mean, it's from a big old pig.
And worth it.
Yeah.
You can buy, and you just want to make some soup, you can buy just the bone.
Aw, bye, Jeff. We'll see you later.
Okay, see you, Jeff. Oh, and you stay fresh, cheese bags. And he says, yeah, let's do it.
I love it.
We'll come by for a slurpy nurple.
I love it. You provide the nurple, we'll provide the slurpee. You've already seen how good Mike is, so.
I'll behave. So you can just buy the bone and boil it for 3 hours and make your own stock, and then get ham by the pound.
Mm-hmm.
I usually get 2 pounds.
Right, yeah.
And you chop it
That's
up.
That's all you really need.
And you stick it in the split pea soup.
Mm-hmm. It's good stuff.
My ex had me convinced that, well, of a lot of things that aren't true, but that it was, but it was extremely hard to, these are, okay, whenever I talk about, say, an ex, mm-hmm. these are the parts that get cut out.
That's fair.
But just it convinced me that it was extremely difficult to make soups, and I realized they're one of the, not only easiest, but most fun things.
Right.
Because you just, a pinch of that.
Yeah.
That's the fun part.
The other part that I like
right
about
at
soup,
the end.
The other part I like about soup is that you can taste test it the entire way through.
Yeah.
So you can get it exact.
Yeah.
You know, some things you can't. Like when I make shepherd's pie, I can't sit there and taste all of the bits as I put it in. I got to wait for that mofo to come out the oven before I can really give it a taste test, you know?
You are an excellent cook, and I think
you're so nice.
You cooked the marshmallows, right?
Yes. Yeah. You cook them on the stovetop.
I can't wait to try another one after.
Yeah.
Now I'll have some perspective.
I'm really excited. And they're like actual medicinal marshmallows. Like they're not really, but kind of good for you.
Didn't you say that marshmallows?
Yeah. So marshmallow root. So original marshmallows were made using marshmallow root, which is where they got their name from. And marshmallow root is a natural cough suppressant. And it also is like anti-inflammatory and all kinds of other like super good stuff for you. You know, so this one I used basically marshmallow root infused water as part of the base of it. And then I also did like some slippery elm tea, some throat coat tea in there too. Yeah. And some honey. The only sweetener in it is just local honey.
And Jeff, we will check that that Urban Dictionary ref out.
Montana musket. Oh, that sounds familiar.
I'm thinking after the show for that one.
Okay, that actually sounds really familiar. I think I might have heard of that when I was a kid.
I'd like to.
Yeah, I'll do
let's
that.
Let's make a little graph here. Can you see this? If I do this, can you see this? Yeah. Okay. Wait. There.
Right there.
It's so hard to. The camera's in reverse.
Right.
If this is Jeff and Greg, in terms of what you say and what you think you can get away with, let's say this is Jeff and Greg over here
mm-hmm.
on my right, your left, and let's say this is Local News 8 mm-hmm. over here on my left, your right.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff and Greg are way over here mm-hmm. and I imagine easily offensive way over here mm-hmm. we're I don't even think we're halfway toward Local News 8 in terms of you know, keeping it clean.
Yeah,
but we're we're not Urban Dictionary. They go all the way.
Yeah
mm-hmm. Not Montana musket loader.
Yeah, right, we're not quite that bad.
All right. So anyway, mm-hmm. tonight we decided to celebrate the first night of spring break with a little, and by the way, 30s and 40s this week, next week, 50s and 60s.
I know. Can you believe? What a relief too, because I'm tired of this shit.
mm-hmm. So we decided to go downtown and go straight to the pie hole. And so, okay, we each got 3 slices.
Mm-hmm.
The pretty, pretty princess just loaded with meat.
Such a good piece. And I love the name.
Yeah.
I just think it's cute.
Sausage, big ol', it's not Canadian bacon. What is it? Anyway, bacon.
Yeah.
Then the drunk candy, which is their mm-hmm. pineapple pizza.
Yeah.
They say that's on their bracket. Board that the Hawaiian pizza, the name Hawaiian pizza is copyrighted. It's not, right?
I could kind of see it.
That's
like
not
pineapple
true.
Pizza, probably not, but Hawaiian?
Okay.
Hawaiian sounds like something that Domino's probably trademarked way back in the day.
Okay.
You know?
And then I got a weird one and you got 2 weird ones. What's the weird one I got?
The weird one you got was the Buffalo Mac.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Yeah, which was really good.
Put some sriracha on that.
And then I got the, what was it? Like the sea bag? sea bag. So it was like chicken, bacon, artichoke, and then something else.
Yeah, sea bag was an acronym.
Yeah.
What was the G?
I don't remember.
Chicken, bacon, artichoke, and G.
Garlic?
Maybe. Okay.
I feel like I'm going to sneeze.
You can do that. Look at the light. Stay away from the light, Caroline. It won't work.
Yeah. Okay. So I actually learned recently that the whole sneeze, that like when you get into the sun and it makes you sneeze, it's like there's a difference in your DNA if that happens to you.
Yes. Yeah. I got the 23andMe thing.
Yeah.
Well, you got it too. I got it for Christmas for you 1 year.
But remember,
but you never got your result. You got to call them. Have you called them?
I need to call. You know what? No, I have. Here's the thing. I think
two Christmases ago.
I think I tried to call them and they told me that you had to call them because you bought it.
Oh. Okay, I'll call them.
Yeah.
I will call them.
One of us needs to call them.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You spit into the right tube and everything.
Yeah, I know. I sent it. They should have gotten it. They never did. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. But anyway,
you got a slurple nurple a tube again,
right? Oh man, I remember that. It was the day after Christmas. I had decided to spit into the tubes and stuff. I was just there hungover, you know, just like miserable, trying to create enough saliva for my incredibly dry mouth to try to like fill those tubes up. And it was hard. I think now that I'm a hydrated girly, it'll be much easier.
Jeff says, yeah, no filter on the Jeff and Greg show. Mm-hmm. Which is why I highly recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
anyway, so I got the chicken, bacon, artichoke, whatever the hell it was, pizza, and the Guido.
The Guido had balsamic on it.
Yeah, which I think and they could have been. Yeah, and you I weirdo. Think they could have been a little heavier handed with the balsamic.
Yes.
You don't like mushroom on your pizza?
Nah, I don't. I feel about mushroom the way you feel about onion.
Yeah.
Like you tolerate it. You can tolerate it. Sometimes even appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's just you ordering your own pizza on a Friday night in your jammies, watching your little girly movie.
Well, lately,
like I do.
Lately, it's been RuPaul's Drag Race.
Take a bath.
I love that stuff.
Do some self-care.
I do love that.
You're probably not going to get it on there.
You know, that's not totally true, because I'd probably get a Supreme pizza, which does come with onions on it.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I like a good cooked onion. I just don't like them raw because I feel like they're too pungent.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. But anytime I cook, I use onion. Because it adds so much flavor.
I do a lot of prep work.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll dice an onion and like throw it in the fridge. And I'll put it in a Ziploc bag, sandwich bag, and then put that in a freezer quart bag with the double seals and everything.
Genius.
And then I'll open my fridge an hour later and go, it smells like onions in here.
It's not nearly as bad as when I prep cook and I put it in one bag instead of two because I'm lazy.
Anyway, so we went to the pie hole and did that and it was great.
It was nice.
Love the pie hole. Because you can, they've got granulated garlic, sriracha on that, sriracha on the, speaking of the Buffalo Mac pizza.
Yeah.
Is anybody else seeing this? Somewhere in town, there's a food truck and they're all up and down East Idaho, you know, the 90-mile corridor that makes up East Idaho. Mac Burger. And I thought, how in the hell are they getting away with that for starters? Because.
What do you mean?
Because if you put Mac in front of burger,
right?
How is that not instant copyright strike?
I feel like the
Golden Arches will rain lightning and thunder down upon you.
I feel like there was actually a big like lawsuit with that at one point where they end up losing and they could use it.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think that was in Europe. So I don't know.
So
anyway.
Anyway, and then I guess maybe I got my answer, which is I think they put mac and cheese on the burger.
Okay.
So, okay, you're starting this list. Can you put that on your list?
I will absolutely put that on our list.
We're starting a list. We are starting a list of, you know what? We really got to get to this. Mac and we're not.
Burger.
You know what? Once this hobby becomes a job, then then we'll make sure we get the.
Have a list. We'll just go out and do it.
The crunchy Cheeto. Pickle, extreme, whatever the hell they are.
Yeah.
We'll make sure we get them, you know, before anybody else.
Yeah. You know, we still need to go to that minifig place. Maybe we should do that tomorrow before the ballet.
Bricks and minifigs.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to write that down.
Let's put that on the list. Anyway, we're making a list of all the stuff. Like, we're slackers. We do this at our leisure.
Yeah.
And we quite enjoy it.
I mean, it's nice. But yeah, when we went out and we were like, let's just go wherever the hell we feel like. I was like, you know what? We should have like an explore the city day at least once a month where we go and we do the things that we keep saying, oh, we should really do that.
Yeah. So after the pie hole, then we went to Man Wearing Cheese. I know you're listening all about our little night, and we'll get off of that soon enough. But we went to Man Wearing Cheese, like, and had some killer gelato. I couldn't decide. Mm-hmm. So here's the pro tip, life hack. This is what you need to talk to business owners about, right? Mm-hmm. Not like, anyway, I don't want to give that podcast any ideas. Although I'll bet it's so basic, they'll get more followers faster.
Oh, probably.
Than we did, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Because we're having more fun.
Right. Well, and just because you get more followers doesn't mean that people listen.
What, right.
So keep that in mind.
Right. It's because of the networking.
Right, right.
Like the business owner, you know, puts it on their page and stuff. And I almost kind of like our independence. We're not beholden to any of, even the sponsors on our show. They understand what we're about. Mm-hmm. And they know we might say some things that they don't even agree with from time to time. Mm-hmm. But so far, none of them said, F you, we're pulling it.
Yeah.
Anyway, you go to Man Wearing Cheese, you get these little kitty cups. Mm-hmm. They're like this big.
They're tiny.
But they pile them like, you know, almost over the top.
Yeah, they pile them pretty high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got lemon crumble and s'mores and Samoa.
No. You got lemon crumble, salted caramel, and Samoa.
Yeah. Yeah. And you mix the salted caramel with the Samoa. My God.
Oh, it was so good. Well, and I remember when I tried the Samoa, I was like, man, I wish I had a little salt for this. Yeah. So then when you suggested that, I was like, brilliant, Mike. How did I not come up with that sooner? And then I got the Lucky Charms and the strawberry ricotta, both of which were fantastic. I think I liked the Lucky Charms a little bit better, but I think that's because the strawberry ricotta was a little bit more tart.
Yeah. And the strawberry was this close. Mm-hmm. To
a sorbet. I agree.
Because of the fresh. And I love it when people point something out about what they love as they say, here, try this.
Yes.
Because then I get to sort of appreciate it on their level. Mm-hmm. And you said, I love this because it's a natural strawberry taste.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's not that artificial strawberry.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like my cat Leo would have been rubbing his face all over that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Although my theory is, we've talked about this on the show before. Carly will come home from shopping, set the strawberries, you know, that come in the plastic container on the counter. The cat is, boom, from the other room, on the table, you know, doing that, whatever this is.
Just rubbing his little face on it.
The cat nuzzle
He loves the smell. He's all about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which I think it's kind of funny because I went out and bought some of those Mexican popsicles today, and one of the flavors was strawberry, and I offered him some, and he didn't want it. He wasn't into it. He definitely wanted to sit there and sniff it. But usually he and I will share an ice cream to get, like, I'll lick some, he'll lick some. We all have a good time. But family that licks together sticks together. That's what I say.
Except one of your family members licks their little kitty beehole.
That's true. I just don't give a shit.
Carly is the cleanest person. We went from the pie hole to Man Wearing Cheese. The only thing she touched was her car's steering wheel. Yet, anytime we go to a restaurant, her very first thing that she does is, I'm just going to wash my hands real quick.
Right. Well, because I'm going to use my hands to eat the food.
But you will lick the popsicle that the cat, who is also, you're 1 degree away from butthole.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's because that won't make me sick.
You've heard of 6 degrees, what?
That won't make me sick, though, is the thing. Because, like, if you're around kids, then you can get sick from them so easy, without touching them. But with cats and dogs, you can't get a cold from your cat. You can't catch their cold. It doesn't work like that. The viruses don't transfer.
I'm just saying poop is poop.
Poop is poop. You're right. But also, he's not going to get me sick, so I'm not worried about it.
I don't think...
And he's my baby, so it's fine.
I think what you said either makes sense on paper or off paper, but not the other. I think you could still get sick.
I mean, I guess technically,
I think, like, if you licked a big old cone of bat guano.
Sure.
Like, isn't that how Wuhan happened?
But it's also, it's microscopic. You know what? Here's the thing.
What's on your hands from your steering wheel between the pie hole and... that's why I'm saying, I'm calling you out. You've got this weird double standard.
I do. My pets are different. I know it's gross. I just don't care.
Let us know what you think in the comments.
Oh, man. I'm going to get so made fun of because of you.
All right. So that was our night. And then wandering through Walmart, we should go live.
Yeah.
And here we are. That brings us up to the present moment. Now, can we kind of spoiler alert something for episode 85?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. Can I set the stage in Mikey's typical, traditional, painstakingly long way? Where you wonder 5 minutes from now if I've gotten to the point yet?
Do it, but in double time.
Double time. Here we go. We've all noticed that AI is taking over slowly but surely.
It's horrifying and I hate it.
The Idahoan, who will have a full review of his show on episode 85 out Monday. He just wrote his first AI song and it's a bop.
Oh, fun.
It's a banger.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
We've ended our shows with a few whimsical AI tunes before.
Yeah, when we feel like it.
The Dank DeMoss episode.
That was a good one, though.
That was a good
one. Yeah, that one turned out really good.
Yeah, and what's there to do in a church parking lot? That was a good one.
Yeah, that one turned out really good.
Kind of, the AI rapper kind of sounded like Luda.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
I agree.
Anyway, we're using AI a lot. And I predicted, I believe at the beginning, it was either at the beginning of the,
Oh, thanks, Blake.
It was the beginning of this year that we talked about 2024 and predictions that I had made that came true.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've already predicted podcasts that will come and go in 2025.
Right.
Grand opening, grand closing.
Yeah.
Chris Rock. Okay. But then I also predicted that by the end of this year, you'll be able to say to ChatGPT, hey, ChatGPT, write me a 1 hour podcast about Idaho Falls delivered by a male and a female in the style of Mike and Carly on IFAF and use maybe these sources and it'll do it. So,
you know, though, if you don't know what source is, then that's going to be you kind of have to spoon feed it. And at that point, like, you probably already know everything anyway.
The secret sauce to our show is one of the, like, if we were RoboCop, one of the hidden directives that nobody else knows about but us is we only do baller shit.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know how we do it, too.
We only talk about the cool stuff.
Yeah.
We've got, I think, an amazing content selection and filtration system. So I don't think you'd have to do it. You'd have to use the right sources. You'd have to have the power of discernment.
Right.
Because we only want to do the stuff that interests us, honestly.
Right.
We're our target audience. And if you're here and along for the ride, that means we can be friends.
Yeah.
We're of the same cloth.
I agree with that.
We're in the same tribe.
And I think that we've got proof of that because we've become friends with several of our listeners.
Right.
One of our best sets of friends is the Virgins.
Uh-huh.
And that all started with Whitney Virgin emailing us one day and being like, oh, hey, guys, I really like your show.
And that all started with Abby.
That's true.
Abby is patient zero.
Yeah. Abby helped big time.
She helped spread the IFAF virus.
Yeah.
And
her whole family. Her whole family just rocks. Yeah.
Love you
guys.
They're
great folks.
But
did you finally get him those stickers that I gave you?
Yes.
Good.
Got him the stickers. And got him the Teton t-shirt with the Marilyn Monroe potato sack.
Yes.
Design. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to get another one of those made. Those are cool.
I want to get one of those made in like a really big size so I can cut it down to a dress.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the move.
Yeah. So where was I? Oh, anyway, I predicted at the end of this year, you'll be able to create your own IFAF audio podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the end of 2026, you'll be able to create your own video IFAF podcast.
Probably.
And then I did a little tinkering. Spent a few late nights this week.
And it's horrifying.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming up on Monday, episode 85, the very first. Now, it's a rough... rough draft. There's a lot of things wrong with it, and we will point them out and pick at them along the way. The very first IFAF AI.
Yeah, it's bad.
it's It's scary in that we had to sit down and talk in front of the microphone, mm-hmm. each of us separately, for 3 minutes so that it could create our avatar.
Yeah.
It had to get our blinks down, and it even copies one of your little...
Yeah, I like reach up and scratch my face at one point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You look to the side to look at me
mm-hmm.
at one point, and it puts that in there.
Yeah. Which I will say, if we wanted to look more like the show, I feel like we should have been looking at each other while we filmed that.
Maybe.
Yeah, instead of looking at the camera eerily and creepily.
And we'll look at the camera like to make a point or yeah. to emphasize something or to include you listening right. and watching. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Also, my avatar in that video holds her lips like Jennifer Coolidge for some reason. Like just kind of a little butthole-y like this.
And have you seen my mouth kind of does the same thing?
Yeah, it's bad. It's weird.
It's kind of this.
I don't feel like yours is quite as egregious as mine.
You become very aware of your mouth when yeah. you watch it.
Yeah, yours looks weird too, but well, and it's funny because so my 3 minutes I spent talking about how I was going to build a mouse cage and like my plan for it. And I noticed that when I talk about stuff like that, I sort of tend to look up and to the side. Mm. So most of the time my avatar is looking kind of up because I'm thinking and I'm doing my thinking eyes. So
it did that with me. Yeah, a couple times. We both mm-hmm. look, if you just had it on in the background, you'd be like, oh, it's Mike and Carly.
Right.
But if you're watching, there are some tells.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't even think we sound like ourselves. I feel like I sound like Siri.
I can hear you. I can hear your voice in there. That's yeah. definitely you.
And maybe it's just me. But also, we sound so incredibly monotone in it. So
right.
Oh, I think that's the biggest tell.
So our conversation ebbs and flows in terms of volume and intensity.
Right.
Hey, life and everything and everyone.
Right.
We like within a 10-second period, we can be loud and then we can be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
It's very – so, okay, but I haven't quite told you what we've done yet, which is this. I went to ChatGPT and I said, hey, ChatGPT, write me a summary of – okay, write me a script for a recap – an AI recap episode of episode 84.
Mm-hmm.
And it did it. And then I fed those lines into our video avatars. So, and it was only 4 minutes.
Right. Yeah.
So not quite ChatGPT, but the scary thing is what you get is a very sort of robotically delivered, even keeled. So it might be really good to fall asleep to,
mm-hmm.
like I imagine a lot of people are doing right now.
Right.
Come on. It's spring break. Party with us.
Yeah. We're staying up late, baby.
Anyway,
we actually got another viewer on the YouTube and I want to know who it is, but they haven't said anything yet.
Okay.
Cause Blake was here, but he had to go.
Okay.
But he also said to have a good rest of the show. So we will. Thank you, Blake.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. All right. So coming up Monday, episode 85, we'll play the entire first IFAFAI, and depending on our workload and if we think we can swing it, every week is the goal. We'll tell you what the goal is.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is every week, Monday, the episode comes out. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, somewhere in there, the AI version or recap of the episode mm-hmm. comes out.
Yeah. We'll see. I'll admit, I don't love the AI.
You don't like
thing.
It.
I think it's weird. I don't like seeing my face doing things that I know I didn't do.
Right. So this opens up a whole philosophical discussion, like where is our responsibility in this? Because
mm-hmm.
it makes a joke. First of all, it gets a few facts completely wrong.
Right.
Things that, you know, we didn't even say in our show. It's recapping and it's like a game of telephone.
Right.
Honestly,
mm-hmm.
there's some things lost in translation,
right.
literally.
Mm-hmm.
And then it completely chucks Rigby under the bus, which,
yeah.
tee-hee-hee, good one, ChatGPT. But it's something we would never say,
yeah.
or we would heavily disclaim if we did.
Right, yeah, we would do something.
And then I would also say, and then we'll wrap up the show tonight and let you go party for spring break.
Mm-hmm.
I will also say it's... In a couple places, it's more mean.
Yeah.
Than
it's
we've...
also very conspiracy theorist. Like, there's
yeah.
a couple of parts that it delves into, like, the deep internet almost. Like, I feel like it had to have pulled from the deep internet.
Right.
A little.
Not just our show.
Yeah.
It's pulling from its knowledge base. Mm-hmm. And then finally, it... Okay, so it's meaner than we are. Oh, finally, and I hate to say this, Carl, it makes a couple of jokes that I wish I would have thought of.
I think that's fair.
That are funnier than what we said.
I don't... Okay,
damn
here's
it.
The thing. I don't know if they're funnier, per se, overall.
Uh-huh.
Here's the thing. I think that there are times when, in the middle of shooting the episode, we miss jokes. That's
yes,
just going
right.
to happen. Because
yeah.
we're human, and we're doing other shit.
And I hate to leave jokes on the table. I really
right,
do.
Right, and so I do like that it picks those up and runs with them. Mm-hmm. And it's almost always some of the low-hanging fruit. So I'm not that worried about it, because, like, you know, the listener can fill that in their own head.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. Sometimes. Oh, and it even made a joke that failed. Like,
right.
it fell flat. It was like,
yeah,
why
it made
did
a
you,
weird joke.
It referenced us talking about
yeah, the
word
long thing.
Long,
right.
which you'll get if
yeah.
you watched our last episode, but you won't understand at all, and it doesn't explain it, set it up, or even deliver much of a punchline.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sorry, I got a very delighted face because Rango just walked in and just noticed that I had left a treat on his little bed in here. And it was so funny because he was clearly walking up to say hi to me. But then, like, halfway through, he, like, caught a whiff of it. And he was like, he did, like, a little doggy double take.
Yeah. Speaking of leaving things on the table.
Yeah.
All right, that's our show.
Boy.
We just wanted to go live, wish you a happy spring break, and sucks to be you, parents. And
sucks to be us, because we don't get a spring break. What a bunch of crap.
But the good news is 30s and 40s this week, mm-hmm. 50s and 60s next week. Except for next weekend, where it'll be back down into the 40s. But it should be great weather for it.
Mm-hmm.
And and we're here for it, and we're ready to party.
Yeah. Anyway, we're probably going to go watch some Yellow Jackets. It's going to be super cool.
New episode out tonight.
So yeah. Such good television.
That's our show. Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Toodaloo, my dudes.